Welcome to Wacky Geeks. This week on the show, Apple and Chuck snubs Microsoft. Microsoft's got guts. And Al-Qaeda loves the Zoom. Okay, we're back once again. I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm, and once again, our co-host,
Mike Dunlap,
and Randall.
How's it going?
The one and only.
Yeah, well, we never even settled on my title, which I'm actually glad about because I don't like getting pigeonholed, but basically I'm, around.
Around?
Yeah, just, kind of hanging out.
Do you still live in a hole?
No, actually, no. Well, maybe again here coming pretty soon. Everybody out there, I'll make sure to next podcast we do, I'll give them an update.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to talk about Microsoft and the Mac ads, and I think the best way to do this is to play the Apple ad. Actually, let's play the Microsoft ad first.
Yeah.
Because it's the one that came out first. So here's the Microsoft ad.
I'm a PC and I wear a suit.
I'm a PC and I wear a suit.
I'm a PC and I don't wear a suit.
I'm a PC and I don't wear a suit.
I'm a PC and I wore an airtight suit.
That's one of their ads. They have several of them.
Of course, they also had the Jerry Seinfeld ads where they paid Jerry like $10 million to do two ads, basically.
Yeah. Two and a half, or one and a half, or yeah. Two and a half, whatever it was. Let me ask you this. The new ads, how do you think they rank against the Seinfeld, Bill Gates ads?
I think they're a lot better.
Yeah, I think they're a lot better, too.
I agree with that.
And then here is the bean counter ad that Apple's got.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. Advertising.
And this is, he's handing out money.
Fix Vista. Advertising. Advertising.
To advertising.
Fix Vista. Oh, I'm just doing a little budgeting, Mac. You know, with all the Vista problems that have been frustrating PC users, I have to take drastic action.
By investing in advertising.
Yes, advertising. And I'm also putting something toward resolving Vista's problems.
But do you really think that amount of money is going to help fix Vista?
He's got a little bitty pile for fixing Vista.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
We'll just put it all on advertising.
That is probably one of the best Apple ads out there.
I got to give Apple credit. They nailed Microsoft hardcore because Michael and I were really wondering when the PC ad started for Microsoft, what Apple was going to do to respond.
They instantly took all their Mac ads down.
Right.
And I was like, okay, they're working on something.
Right.
They're coming up with some kind of idea. And it totally blew me away that they were going to just attack Microsoft's ads and ad campaign altogether.
Sure, why not? I mean, Apple seems to be ahead of Microsoft advertising-wise.
Apple's always had very good advertising compared to Microsoft. Microsoft has never been a very good ad company They've never had to be, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
one thing that gets me that Microsoft could do would be to show off new features that Vista has. To me that seemed like that would be something productive.
You mean actually show the product as opposed to just trying to project an image?
Yes. Yeah. Heaven forbid,
why would you do that?
Oh, because, it works for Apple, obviously, with the new, with the iPod Touch and the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the iPod and the iPhone commercials cleanly show up very quickly an entire platform.
Mm-hmm. And the I'm a Mac and I'm a PC early on showed off stuff that they didn't show exactly, but they showed you that this how it works.
Yeah, here's a Windows, here's a movie on a Mac, here's a movie on a Windows box,
The great thing about this is not only is Apple attacking Microsoft's ads, but they're attacking them from various angles. For instance, whole, you know, I'm a PC with a suit, without a suit, blah, 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 whatever. There's another Apple commercial out there in which Apple's making fun of the fact that apparently Microsoft is now referring to themselves as PCs and not Vista specifically.
Yeah, they're referring to themselves as just Windows.
Right. The funny thing, of course, is
I'm a PC.
Ready to get started?
Well, not quite.
Got a He's lot coming out of a box.
What's your big plan?
I might make a home movie or maybe create a website. Try my
This is one of the early ones.
Right out of the box. So what about you?
Well, first I got to download those new drivers, and I got to erase the trial software that came on my hard drive.
Sweet.
And I've got a lot of manuals to read.
You know, it sounds like you have a lot of stuff to do before you do any stuff. So I'm just gonna get started because I'm kind of excited. Let me know when you're ready.
Actually. The rest of me's in some other boxes, so I'll meet up with you later.
But the great thing about it is that ad still holds true after all this time, right. Which is the hilarious thing.
That came
thing.
Out, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
That's in 2006.
Yeah.
2006, so almost 3 years ago. Amazing. I mean, not amazing. I'm sure Mac? Apple pays well for
this that. This is the first commercial.
Well, the virus.
Zuntite, you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have that virus that's going around.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You better stay back. This one's a doozy.
That's okay. I'll be fine.
No, no. Do not be a hero. Last year, there were 114,000 known viruses for PCs.
PCs? Not Macs. So, you just grab this
one. I think I got a crash.
Hey, if you feel like that'll help.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it's just great proof of, I mean... I'm on record as being an Apple fan. I've always had an Apple or a Mac in one form or another. But I've got a PC too. But reality of the situation is the Apple, at least advertising wise, and I would argue product wise, for various functions, has always been ahead of the game. But
these were the guys who kind of started the Super Bowl commercial.
Right, exactly.
Really, I mean, Apple started the Super Bowl commercial with 1984,
Have you seen that commercial recently?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing
it still
how
stands
well that
up.
Holds up. Yeah, it's scary weird. I mean, talk about, God, dead on. And I mean, it aired once.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One time. Once.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
And you get a director like Ridley Scott, who at the time was doing Alien and, you know, all these other fantastic films, to sit there and direct one of your first major commercials, and you're going to put it during the Super Bowl, which at the time was not really like mega commercialized.
Well, can you imagine what that conversation was like? So, Ridley, we'd like you to do our commercial for us. It's going to be a minute long. We're going to show it once, and we'll pay you $10 million or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, seriously. You know, I mean, I don't know. But the point is, it still really holds up. And I mean, that says something, I think, right there. I mean, you know, Apple apparently made a commitment years ago to solid advertising. Which, whatever your view of advertising is,
I think it works really well for them. So.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, you know, Microsoft's gotten guts about.
This is definitely gutsy or crazy. I can't tell which.
Crazy.
Both?
The confrontational, at the very least.
Oh, absolutely confrontational.
In the UK, they're putting up, if you don't know, they're putting up ads or signs or posters up next to Apple stores in the UK.
Yeah, inside the malls.
Yeah.
I think that's really kind of, I really appreciate that about Microsoft. I would love to see them get a little bit more scrappy about, their place in advertising and take on Apple a little bit more. I mean, I think this is a step in the right direction. You know, I mean, whether it works or not, who knows? But, I like the idea of being a little confrontational. You know what it reminds me of? Remember the old Crash Bandicoot commercials where he would drive up to like Nintendo headquarters and, you know, park his truck, jump out there and start screaming about Plumber Boy? I don't know if you guys remember those commercials, but they were great. I actually love those. But, I appreciate the fact that Microsoft, at least in one market, is trying to get a little bit more more confrontational.
Now, the funny thing about Microsoft commercials...
Irony.
They're made on a Mac.
Are they really? I've heard that rumor for a while now. I mean, that's been established then.
Yes.
That's awesome. That is truly awesome. And talk about irony. I mean, you know, that's That's the definition of ironic.
Mac's not going away anytime soon, as long as that's happening.
That's just really funny. You would think, well, I don't know. I guess you wouldn't. But, I mean, I don't know. you would think that they might check on something like that. You'd hate that for that story to come out.
You would think you'd go to your advertising agency and go, please, whatever you do, please make these on a Windows box.
Here's all the tools. Here's all the stuff to do it with.
We're going to give you all the software. We're going to give you computers and everything. Just make all this stuff on Windows. You know, we don't want it to touch a Mac.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We want nothing to do with the competition. By that, we mean, you know, our advertising campaign should not be built on the competition, using the competition. Amazing. That's great, though. I mean, yeah.
And now even TV shows are getting in on this whole thing, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
The first one that got into it was Chuck.
Chuck is, well, here, we'll just play it.
So, Command, the mathematical pattern underlying the game is exactly the same as...
Morgan! Hey, buddy, do we carry any Rush CDs in the store?
No need, I got them all on my Zune.
You have a Zune?
Are you kidding me? No. No, I'll grab my iPod.
Good. I have a very, very special
request. That's awesome. You have a Zune?
No. I've got an iPod.
That's good.
However, the Zune, at least according to the Conan O'Brien show, is the preferred MP3 player of Al-Qaeda.
Is this Conan O'Brien?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I'm a huge fan. I hear you have the Black Crowes on tonight.
Yeah, yes, we do, yeah.
Oh, they're my favorite. I've got all their albums on my Zune.
You have a Zune?
Yes, iPods are the devil's MP3 player.
Okay, look, are you guys really serious about endorsing John McCain?
Oh, yes, he's a street
That's it about the Zune, about the Zune and the iPod. But totally hilarious. Both of this has happened. Both these...
We're on just not too long ago.
Yeah, within like a couple days of each other.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
I wonder what, they're obviously separate writers from separate shows. Now, they're both on NBC, right?
They're both on NBC, yes.
But yeah, you're talking two different crews, probably two different
buildings. two different crews, two different shows. Not only that, the Chuck show is recorded like, you know, months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, of course, Conan's live for the most part, but, or at least the same... The day that they write it is the day that they air it, but still, right. Yeah, it's still pretty freaking hilarious, though.
And then especially since they're going after
I love that. I am obviously the devil because I have an iPod. Right. Michael, what stage of devilness are you?
Oh, man, I'm really devilish.
That's amazing. You know, and it's funny. I mean, everything we've talked about tonight... Good evil laugh. Everything we've talked about today had to do with advertising one way or another.
Yep.
For Mac. But you know, the great thing about it is that it's all been actually based around the Zune, but it's all been pro Mac. I don't know what that in itself says something.
And I tried to keep it biased, but it's hard for me.
Yeah. That's true.
So,
well, not only that, when it's slanted this far.
Yeah.
I'm curious what are the Zune sales now? I mean, have they gone up? Have they gone down? Have they leveled out?
They've gone up somewhat, but it's still not. They're not killing that much iPod market share. They're taking market share mainly away from like the Samsung stuff like that.
So basically, you have
and iPod. Creative especially. Creative has been hurting bad since the Zune came out.
Does like Rio even have any?
Rio's gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much Creative, Sansa. You know, you got Samsung and Sony's got some stuff out there, but
so it comes down to iPod and then everything else.
iPod versus everything else, yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. iPod's still got like 65-70% market share, so
yeah,
that's amazing. Huh.
At least it's kind of interesting seeing Microsoft in the exact opposite way of what it's used to.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing, and I mean that's. Yeah, I'm waiting for. I mean, I imagine this has already happened, but I'm waiting for the book to come out. You know, that whether it's a textbook and you know, or a course in advertising on you know, this is what to do and what not to do, and Ooh, that was ominous.
Yes, I think I just figured out why our speaker in the office don't work.
Oh, okay.
I flipped off the switch.
That kind of makes the difference. Yeah. Yes. Power does help. Okay, well, I think that pretty much wraps up this show.
Yep. This is Wacky Geeks, and this is episode 48, so go and check out the show notes. We should have told you at the beginning, but we always forget. But you can go to our website, wackygeeks.com. And before we leave here, we're going to end the show with some PodSafe audio. You can go to podsafeaudio.com. And this song is called Got Carter.